Hi, this is Skip Mancini. Crispy days and cool nights make fall one of the busiest times of the year. I hope you can take a quick break from gardening chores and join me now for Growing on the High Plains.
Last summer, I drove south into the Texas Panhandle in search of people, places, and things that might give me new material for some gardening shows. A stop at the High Plains Food Bank in Amarillo resulted in an armload of ideas and activities that I'll be passing on in the next few weeks. Today we'll get acquainted with Kara and Justin Young, an energetic couple who lead the Food Bank Garden Project. Justin, a former 8th grade teacher who's opted for providing fresh food for others, started the tour with an overview of the buildings and their uses.
Because we're looking at the outside of the High Plains Food Bank. And there were several different sections. Could you tell me the sections? This is basically a building that was built specifically for the purposes of feeding folks.
Yeah, they organized it for the efficient food distribution. So we have the original warehouse, which a lot of the stuff that goes to rural areas still comes out of there. So it's got the loading docks for the trucks and things like that. And then we have a warehouse in the middle that is received a lot of donations from the USDA, things like, you know, large amounts of potatoes and green beans and stuff like that. And then this last section is the salvage area. So canned food drives or large donations from grocery stores go in there, and then volunteers will help sort it out and then pack it into family boxes with a variety of different things or into boxes of same type items like chips or whatever, so that it can be distributed easily.
Okay, and then this is the disaster relief.
This is mostly just extra space, unless there's a natural disaster or something like that where we get a large influx of donations to help people. Okay. Then this is kind of like overflow space.
As we moved into the 1 acre garden area, we were joined by Kara, a West Texas University graduate with a degree in biology, who obviously loves the hard but rewarding work of producing food and coordinating its distribution for those who need a hand or a good meal.
So how does this fresh produce get distributed? Do people just come and sign up, or is it first come, first serve for a watermelon, or are there certain times? Or
All of the food that we grow for our Kids Cafe program.
Okay.
And Kids Cafe is a program that feeds kids a third meal at certain sites that qualify for free and reduced lunch. So we have 7 locations right now. One of them is the Maverick Boys and Girls Club, and that extends through the summer. The other ones are elementary schools, low-income elementary schools. And so these kids that may not otherwise get fed get a third meal at school. And so it's important to us to have fresh produce to give to them, because the food bank has a lot of donations, but a lot of times it's canned food and things like that, and we just want to ensure that those fresh vegetables and fruits can get into those kids' mouths, because those are the kids that are learning and need to have brain food and stuff. Mm-hmm. So
okay, it's a great program.
Yeah, and then if we ever have too much squash or something like that, we'll give it to our agencies, and we have 166 agencies in the Panhandle. So, and we serve 29 counties.
Next week, we'll go into the garden to find out what and how things are grown at the High Plains Food Bank.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.